All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Welcome to this gathering on BBS Radio online. This is, as usual, simulcast with a conference call. I know it is August. What is the day today? My computer just froze.
August 12th.
August 12th.
All right, 2015. We are still minutes away from the hour when Winfrey will be our host. Be here shortly. I welcome all those that are joining in online on the phone call, actually. Thank you for being here. Please, if you have a chance, say your name and location.
Joshua in Cedar Park, Texas.
Who is it from Cedar Park?
Joshua.
Hi, Joshua. Welcome back.
Hey, hi. Thanks.
And there was a Maryland, too.
And Maryland?
Pennsylvania.
Who of the several? Hi, Maryland. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
I'm Chris from Memphis.
Brother Chris, you sound a lot better.
Yeah, I am. I had a little
good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good to have you here, Chris.
Good to be here.
All right. Awesome.
Hello to all those who came in.
Anybody else?
Here we go. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
Only if you want to.
Only if you want to.
And only if you want to. Yes, it's... Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Terry in Dallas.
Good evening and welcome back, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you for... I hear two names. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Chico Bob.
Hey, Bob. Welcome.
Hey, guys. If you have a chance, come down to Chico tomorrow afternoon. Stop by on your way home.
You know, I don't think I can do tomorrow, and I don't know about Friday yet.
Okay, well, if you can, 1158 East 10th Street. I think I'll be here both days.
Okay, great. Good to know. Thank you. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, this is Jim.
Mr. Jim from Sedona, welcome to the call.
I'm very happy to be here, and how are you?
Fantastic, man. Thank you. Good to hear your voice, Jim.
Wonderful, and it's good to hear yours.
All right.
Who else joined in?
If you want to. You don't have to. Welcome
Marilyn
to the call.
Marilyn in Oxford, Michigan.
Hey, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi. How are you?
All right.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
Marilyn and Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hello.
Wynn here. Hello.
Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
How's my audio today, guys?
It is so-so.
Well, I think...
And you know what, Wynn, are you behind the screen? Because my computer froze. I'm still starting up right now.
Yeah, I'm on the screen. Right.
Okay. So let's see how it is when you mute.
All right.
Is Terry here?
She has not announced herself yet.
Yeah, Terry?
Terry, this is the one call you can't be late on.
Terry, to the front. 10-4, this is Chris Blair. Get your ass up here. I'm sorry.
Is this Terry, maybe, who just joined in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Welcome to the call.
Terry. Thank you.
And the last one, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Ruja from Toronto, Canada.
Hi, Ruja. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Finally got through.
Great. Good to have you.
Did you lock me in the closet or something, man? Come on.
I'm just going to ignore Chris, but that's okay. Jerry, are you on the line?
All right. Welcome to all those on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. We are in the startup phase of this call on Wednesday evening where questions will be answered. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Hey, Wayne, can you get my question tonight? Dharmananda.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Dharmananda,
Yeah.
Ramananda, you always ask the worst questions.
Sorry.
Well, I had a question. Did you get my question?
Yeah, I got your question.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
I got your question,
well, hello.
Bonnie.
Hello.
Now, Bonnie, I have two questions from you that are not asked. If you like, I'm not. Which one do you like better?
That's a good question. I think the one I sent today. Let's see that one.
There was one about your boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And one about, what are my distortions? Right?
I know, and I certainly liked the way he asked that day.
Oh, did I ask it?
No, not my question. Somebody else asked in that manner.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I told him to really smart.
I told him to ask that
what?
Question. I told
him
to ask that question.
And I hear you
go. Yeah.
Because
get Terry from stopped waxing the limo and tell her to come in.
Isn't that human?
You can get off now. Let her off now, Lynn. Oh, your helicopter. Wash in your helicopter seat.
Isn't that human?
Now, you know, that's Chris. That's an example of a reptilian energy that's trying to act good.
Yeah.
Is that possible? Isn't that?
Well, he yes, was giving us a moment of clarity.
Yeah, it's a balance. That's a balance.
They're not human, right?
You know,
I don't know. Not originally, no. I am right now.
All reptilians are. There's good reptilians here and there.
We don't have reptilian DNA.
What's your blood type?
I'm human. I'm O positive.
I'm not. I'm Rh negative.
Well, then, now you're more non-human than I am. Then
I know. I heard that last night.
is that Willow?
That's Willow, the Rh negative alien slave material.
Willow, we haven't had a good argument for a while. Okay?
I know that's because you're the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, how funny! That's awesome.
It's Bette Midler. He's the male Bette Midler.
when Willow first came in our call, she was so angry with me. She used to write letters to George Norrie telling him, don't put that guy on the air.
That's because you were... Yeah, but your planetary healings are just... they're too good. I can't argue with you anymore because that's just the most wonderful work that's being done in this world, Wynn.
Well, thank you.
It
thank
is.
Thank you.
That's cool.
So lucky to be a part of it, too.
It's
where's Terry?
Willow, it takes a village.
Willow, what?
Are you there,
it takes a village.
It takes a village.
Oh, it takes a village, yes.
Terry.
Yes.
God.
Hi.
Thank goodness. Everybody's
Hi.
Having anxiety attacks.
Willow, you've calmed down a lot.
Talking about
you're assessing me.
Don't go picking on Willow; she'll get started.
Yeah, you bet.
Don't calm down. Don't do it.
Ron's from Missouri too. He knows. I'm from Missouri.
Okay. All right. I think it's time to mute these people.
Yes. No, never.
Thank you, pardon.
Not the mute button.
Willow,
please, people.
Much...
It's Rouge.
Willow.
I just got through from Canada.
I'm listening, Lynn.
I've been on the call for so many times now.
Is this your first time live, Rouge?
Me? No, I got on it, like, I don't know, many, many months ago once, and then I could never get back on again.
Well, it's so nice to have you, hear your voice.
Thank you. It's so lovely to get through. I'm so happy.
I
think we should have that conference you were talking about.
Which conference? Oh, yeah, the live conference?
Well, yeah, so we can all get together.
Yeah, but how many of you people can afford, like, to spend $400 or $500 for a weekend?
I can
well,
right now.
I can manifest
Mama.
We'll manifest
Sugar Mama.
We'll manifest it.
Okay. I gotta give you. I'm not gonna charge $500, but I'm just saying, by the time you take a plane and rent a hotel, you know, and then I have to charge something because
you're not gonna let us stay at your house.
I'm in.
it's not my house.
You better set drugs on the corner.
I know it.
Yeah.
Where's Terry?
She's here.
Let her out, man. Let her out.
Terry, are you there?
I can feel her.
Hey, I'm here.
I'll be back.
Bye.
Terry, everybody's codependent on you.
No.
Can we all come and stay at your house, Terry?
Wayne, take the mask and tape off her mouth.
Dead silence.
We all need
to send Ron some healing energy. He burned his foot really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Ron, get some ozonated olive oil. It's supposed to work particularly good for burns.
Oh, okay. Great.
I saw
a video on helium infused.
I gotta get ready to go out. I win.
You were supposed to mute everybody, Hyze. What's going on here? Good gravy. We've taken over the microphone.
Yeah.
The inmates have taken...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is August 12th, 2015. Wynn, Terry, Arizona, all of you everywhere, Ruzia in Canada, who's been sending me emails every week, and finally she got on the call. And if you're listening on the internet and you do want to get on these calls live, I should really put this information in specific on my outgoing email. Because our conference call company does have an option where you can call in on Skype anywhere in the world for free, okay? So email me, and I've avoided talking about that because it's so hard to use Skype. You know, you have to, it's not hard, but there's a procedure, and I know everyone will get confused, so I have to write something up about how to do it. So I don't have to get 30 emails on how do I get on Skype. I couldn't make it work. But if you're interested, email me. If you're listening on the internet and you'd like to call in on Skype live, let me know, okay? And Terry, let me make sure you're still there. You still there?
I'm here.
It's a good thing I checked.
No, I'm here. I was just out in mute.
Okay. I wanted to mention, let me see if Hyze got rid of all the ding tones. Did you get rid of the tones, Hyze?
What's that?
Wake up, Hyze.
I have too much going on over here. Sorry.
If you go to sleep again, I'm going to have your channel.
Okay. I wish I could...
did you mute the ding tones?
Yes, I did.
You did? I'm just checking. Okay. So, Terry and I did a little session today, and I asked some questions, and I did think I would just mention the answers to them, because I thought they were very important answers to the questions I asked. You know, it was a private session. But let's see, Jim. Yeah. One of the questions was about graduating this realm. And the most important thing about graduating this realm, and I think this is a very good guideline, anchor point, is no fear. No fear. Now, what does no fear mean? It means no matter what happens to you. If an ocean wave comes up and you're drowning, if the Illuminati is marching through the streets with guns and they're shooting everybody, if there's monsters that look terrible that are going to attack you,
then you have to get yourself so strong that you can diffuse the outer world and stay centered. Because if you go into fear when you're dying, then I'm not saying this is absolutely true. I'll ask them again if it's absolutely true, okay? But, you know, if you're in fear, it can prevent you from graduating. There was a lifetime that I had, and I'm not going to say what it was, but I got killed, and I was doing, like, spiritual work that lifetime. I got shot. And, in fact, I was connecting to the Elohim, to the best of my understandings. And I asked them in the session, I said, well, hey, I'm doing your work. How come you didn't defuse the bullets, right? And the answer was because I got afraid and that my fear prevented them from being able to act. And the indication was they could have done it if I wasn't afraid. And that my fear, it's not because they're being nice or not nice. Oh, be nice to me, man. Just get rid of these bullets. It's like I'm not sure they have a choice because if they can't make a vibratory connection, I don't know if they can just do something without that. I've never asked. That's a good question, which I'm going to ask that as our first question tonight. So I thought that was a rather important answer. And how do you get rid of fear? How do you get rid of it? I mean, you know, you can go into fear about not having fear because you say, geez, I want to graduate. How do you get rid of fear? Well, I would say notice the activities you do that really lift you and keep doing them and do more and more of them. And I also think that listening to our calls has a tremendous contribution in releasing one from fear. Because there's so much, almost, you know, I would say evidence that you don't die and that you continue. I mean, Jesus, we've talked to Carla on the other side. We hear all the explanations from our sources on how it works. And if this is just one life in a series of hundreds or even thousands, if that's true, then as much as you love being alive, some of you don't, but as much as you're, you know, loving the experience, loving your children, loving everybody, it's still one life. And, you know, you meet the same people over and over, over again, because you don't remember. And so just get to know on a gut level, cellular, instinctual level, that you're not going to die. And if you're not going to die, then only your body is going to drop. And even now, most of your experience is not in your body. It's out of your body. I would say 10% is in your body. It's just that you're not aware of the stuff that's out of your body, okay? And so I just wanted to share that. Another thing to share that I asked, and a lot of New Age people are saying this, that it's in the bag that the whole planet is going to shift, and we don't have to worry about a thing. And everyone's going to be lovey-dovey and not true. It is not in the bag that that's going to happen. We have a shift that's happening, yes. And there are very high energies that have been impacting our planet for a few years now. And the fact that those energies are here make it more possible for an individual to go through their stuff faster than any time in history. It would be like in the past, the pyramids would focus the energy, and people will go into the pyramids in order to experience this very high energy and open their chakras. And they would group together and do it in when, you know, the two or more gathered in groups and in meetings. And that helps focus the energy in a room. I don't believe we could be doing these calls in the manner that we're doing them, where anyone on the planet who tunes into the call can feel the energy. I don't think we could have done these calls like this 100 years ago, because the reason it's occurring is because the energy that's coming into our planet is so high now. And without that, we wouldn't have the ability to make the connection. But for the average person, unless they open up to the energy, then it's not going to impact them. And some of you know that you are not necessarily open to these energies when you first came into the call and you started to open up and started to feel it. And so these calls are really important in their ability to help people connect with those energies, open up, and hopefully that means you're going to graduate this realm if you want to. And the other thing, Dharmananda is asking, many people are asking about the David Wilcock posts of recent times, where he's talking to an insider by the name of Corey Good, who said there's an ET group, which he is calling the Blue Avians, and avian is a word for bird, and David is commiserating with him on this. They're talking about blue aliens that are in space that are blocking the entry and exit from the planet of anything. And David is saying that the blue avian are the Ra group. It's an expression of the Ra group. Now, this is contrary to everything I ever heard or discussed with Carla Rucker about the Ra group. And so I brought it up to her husband, Jim, and he made a statement on it, okay? I am Jim McCarty, and I'm one of the participants in the original Law of One sessions with Carla Rucker and Don Elkins. I have heard that this material is being used by some people as supporting evidence of alien bird beings intervening in our realm in various ways at this time, even suggesting that those of Ra might be such beings. I can assure you that this is not true. Those of Ra described their contact with our group as narrow-banded, which meant they had a specific purpose in making contact with us to teach the spiritual principles of the Law of One to aid in the evolution of the mind, body, and spirit of seekers of truth. If our line of questioning went beyond that narrow band into transient areas of inquiry that did not focus on these timeless principles, we would have lost the contact with those of Ra. Topics like U.S. government, alien conspiracies, Bigfoot, men in black, and blue avians are examples of transient information with no spiritual value. The Ra group honors free will in response to being called. To my understanding, they are beings of pure energy and are not physicalized. Anyone who would like to read our original sessions can find them online here. Love, light. Jim. So that's from Jim McCarty. It matches what I know. Now, I did a little session. You know, a lot of times I turn down questions that people send me. And Dharmananda is one of those people that always sends me questions that are hard to draw on. And it was for the very reason Jim McCarty just said, talking about transient information, you lose the polarization of your contact, and you can even get a negative source. Now, that doesn't mean I don't ever cross that line. But if I do, I like to do it privately, not publicly, because at least I have the opportunity to decide not to share it, rather than to risk publicly sharing a negative source with everybody. And some of you have been on these calls when I did cross the line and I asked the question, and the energy on the line shifted. And our sources said, see you, we got to go now. Because, and even when I ask something privately, just giving you an idea, a few days ago, Terry and I had a private session, and I asked a question that was somewhat, how would we say it, on the edge with regards to what I'm talking about. And by the time I was finished, Terry was sitting there saying, there's a reptilian in the room. What am I going to do? And I said, well, we'll keep calling in the light, calling in the light. And then she said, oh, they escorted him out. All right. Well, this is the real deal here. This can be dangerous stuff. It's not fun and games. And it's not just here to satisfy your curiosity. When you just really integrate that, okay, you're going to die. Don't worry about how you're going to die. Don't worry about planet X or this, that, or the other thing. And I don't want to ask those kinds of questions publicly. But just as I did just now, if I ask something privately that I think it's important to share, I will share it, okay? And that's the best I can do with that. All right. Now, let's get started. Terry, you're not ready. I'm not ready. Let me see if we had any last-minute questions. We always do. Okay. And let's see.
Okay, I wanted to say a couple things before we start. One of them is I wanted to thank everyone that contributed or wants to contribute took part in the contribution for Kay in Southern California, who didn't have any food for the kids, for her and her kids. And so we took a collection and we got our money. And thank you for everyone that donated. And she wrote, Daniel, my 16-year-old, made dinner. Last night we had a genuine dinner. Yay! David, my 16-year-old, made it. BB, cube, hamburgers, and vegetables. She was so excited. All he's had for months is noodles, top ramen, or salad-noodles when we had them. He's a genie of the noodles. So he sure was happy to eat a good dinner. And he would like to write a thank you as well.
But Terry, I wanted to mention something, okay?
Yeah.
I am really jealous, okay? Because we have never gotten anywhere near as much money as Kay got. Okay. When we asked for donations, listen, I think we should give up the house to go homeless. I've been telling you that. You know, I will tell you that it's hard for me to do something like that for someone. And I made the spontaneous decision on our Sunday call to do it. I wasn't even, it was beyond thinking about it. And I know there's a lot of people that are struggling financially right now. And if I do something like that for one person, it's like it starts a precedent where everyone that's struggling thinks it's not fair because I did it for that one person. And I want to say that in my experience of helping people, it usually does not work out for the best. Usually. Occasionally it does. It's like the reason that I said I was going to do that for Kay, that's not her name, that's her initial, okay? But she was keeping anonymous, is because I thought, not because I felt sorry for her, I mean, part of me felt sorry for her, but it wasn't just that. I didn't know who she was when I read it, but I do know who she is now. And even when I read it, I felt like that if this person gets some support, she will change her life, okay? And most often when I've done collections for people, which I have done a couple times in the past, most often it relieves the person temporarily and they go right back into the pattern, okay? They go right back into it and they need money more and they need money more. And then they're, you know, it's like I don't like codependency. And it's like somebody has to be, I can't say this is a gut instinctual level, but I thought that it would work with her. Now, if it doesn't work, I mean, if she goes back and 3 or 4 months later, you know, she hasn't changed her circumstance, it's like I may not do something more, okay? I may not do something because this is like an act of grace to get something for nothing. And it's a responsibility for a person to totally change, for me, from my point of view, they need to change their life around. And I'm always hoping that that it'll work. You know, there's occasionally somebody that I talk to on the phone or I call up occasionally, and I'll do it for, you know, 4 or 5, 6 month period of time. And I do it because I think I don't have time to do that. But if I don't do it, then and no one's going to do it, they're stuck. Because I have the idea that if they connect with me for a little bit, that it may give them the incentive to switch their life. And there's a couple of people on the line tonight who I did that with, and they're still here. And it doesn't mean their life is all together, but it's stabled out significantly better than it was when we started talking to them. So all of you have to make this decision. And if you're going to help somebody, see if you can figure out, have the vision to see who is going to really benefit, okay? Who's going to benefit and change their life, or who's going to become codependent? You know, it's like if they're becoming codependent, it's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with anything, but just understand what you're doing. You're creating someone to be codependent on you, to call you up and say, "Well, how are you doing? What are you doing today?" And I don't have time for those kinds of conversations. Unless I feel that I'm going to hold for a person and there's a possibility that they're going to change. You know, it doesn't have to, you can't know that in advance. You just can't. because it has to do with the choices a person makes. But
can
I can not. I know. Shut up, Lynn. Ask questions. All right. All right. Okay, here we go. Terry, I'm going to call in the light. Are you ready?
Not really, but go ahead.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us so we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? And would they like to give us a greeting? Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We come to the third density, to the space, and we move ourselves more into manifestation in coincidence with the third density. And we further define ourselves and are available to each and every one of you who wishes to connect and wishes to be touched. And we are here to assist where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And I'm going to ask the question that I didn't get to last week from Jim Blayhut in Medford, New Jersey. And he was involved in a car accident with eight other teenage passengers. The event took place in Freehold, New Jersey on March 27, 1989. Two passengers died. A close friend, Dawn, was driving. I feel a timeless spiritual connection with her. It goes beyond the limits of this material realm. And I want to help her work through moving past the event. Were the events that took place that day somehow necessary, and she unknowingly played the role she was to play? I know living with the burden of that day has caused great anguish and pain, an effect that remains with her to this day. I wish to share any perspectives on that day our sources can provide in hopes it may prove helpful in providing self-forgiveness and a healing place she truly deserves. Lastly, I cannot help but feel that we are to help one another to facilitate a higher purpose we have come into this lifetime to fulfill. Do we have a deeper connection from beyond this realm? Now, Jim, let me remind you, they can't violate her free will. So you might, however they choose to answer the question, you know, she posed the question herself. They could answer it about her. But in this context, they can answer a question about your connection to her and your connection to the accident and if there was some higher purpose to that accident, or if it was just an act of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Let me turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. We can answer the question from another perspective, and that is one of the parties who died in the accident is profoundly changed as a his spiritual growth by what happened. He is feeling, knowing the sacredness of life now, and it has given him a whole new perspective on life and its importance. Each one in the accident has and had their own changes and growth that came out of the accident. It was a convergence in the third density and time of different factors that came together, and as such, it was not predetermined, but it was created in the moment by the factors that came together. And there was some forewarning, which was missed or not heeded. We take a moment and look at the accident and look at the changes of the life and the healing necessary when one is in the third density. There are factors that converge at various points, and they provide growth if the factors changed or not, were not all there, then it would not have happened. We take a look, there is no sense in hanging on in that time period with guilt, and we work for a minute with guilt to release any guilt. Each person involved had their individual experience. That is all at this time we wish to say.
Thank you. Next question is from Chris Blair in Memphis. Chris is hearing voices, and I think he's hearing them even when he's sober. He's asking, what are these voices talking to me? Am I channeling? Am I channeling lyrics? And is it all positive? Thank you.
What was the last sentence?
Is it all positive?
You are broadly tuned, and part of it is from your drug experiences from the past, and you are letting in several frequencies at a time. And this is why you are experiencing this. It is something that when you achieve silence, you know that you have let go or tuned out of other frequencies that are impinging on you. And it is not something that you can force into silence, but you can set yourself free, tune to a different frequency than the voices are coming in at. It is not the easiest thing in the world to reset. You can dismiss or give love, send love to them and picture them moving into a separate space than your space. When you hear voices, it is a sign that you are picking up other entities and their mind talk, their self-talk, there, even from a distance, there are frequencies that are carrying through your frequencies. When you can dismiss them and reset and retune, it is effortless then that the mind will take on a tranquil state and not experience these impingements into and coincident with your space.
Thank you. Next question is from Valerie. Valerie, you didn't send me your city. Let me go through the question. Let's see if we can get an answer. Good to send your city. Those of you listening, please send your city, your location, when you ask a question. Maybe she did and I missed it, but I don't see it. It seems that so many that normally are not anxious are now becoming more anxious and having physical symptoms such as headaches, nausea, for no good reason. Valerie, I'm not sure there's no good reason. This is Wynn's comment. The world is breaking down. All the things that we used to rely on are not solid anymore. People have anxiety because they sense it, even if they don't know it consciously. Now, is this related to Nibiru or what else might it be? It's apparently we're going through serious changes. I saw two ravens today while on the phone with my best friend of 40 years. So that was interesting. Thank you for your answer. Valerie Nelson.
Thank you. One of the reasons for headaches and tenseness and the feeling of anxiety and not knowing where it's coming from is shifts in the earth crust shifts in the pressures of the earth that are transmitted one location to the next location to the next location. Sometimes there are waves, compression waves, that are very hard to pick up, except the body picks them up and responds. And one of the responses is headaches. One of the responses can be tones in the ear tones, pressures on the head, pressures on the body, anxiety. And when one does not fight against it, but just look straight on at the feeling, see if it has a direction, see if it has a tone, see what you can sense about it. Where is the direction that the earthquake seems to be coming from? Where is the direction the headache seems to be sensitive to? And it may be the precursor, the shift of the earth, which can also help sounds coming from the earth. It can be a precursor as the earth adjusts to a potential earthquake. Sensing the direction that it's coming from can tell you more about a potential earthquake. At this time, there are pressures coming to Southern California and Hayward and Alaska and to the mid U.S. and even to Quebec, Canada. There are pressures that are coming from the northwest and moving across the continent as the earth is adjusting to other pressures from the area north of Australia, so when you have these headaches or sensations, consider it a gift to look further, sense further of where this is coming from. It may be something in the body, since we expand the answer to other types of headaches. It can be toxins from a tube which has had a root canal. It can be something within the body. So be sensitive to it. Don't just dismiss it. Be sensitive and see what you can learn about it. Where does it appear to be coming from within the body or directional from some direction outside the body? Are there ear tones connected to it? what is the frequency of the tone. It is something you can learn more about you and the world around you by paying attention to.
Thank you. Next question. Mary Jones, Dallas. How does one know when to pressure? She says maybe pressure is not the word. People to listen and try to grasp various spiritual concepts. And when are you just being lazy? I have been able to get a few people to at least open up their minds to reincarnation as one concept. I was brought up as a Catholic. It is my understanding that some of my lifetimes have been as a nun or a mother superior at a convent. Is this a distortion from previous lives by not preaching? I don't want an opportunity to help others, but I'm also a bit leery of pushing anyone. Can you help me understand it, if I am being lazy or if this is the correct viewpoint? So I think the simple, a question that comes to my mind on her question is, how important is it to understand various concepts in order to evolve spiritually? And how important is it to get concepts across to people around you? Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone has their level of being ready for information. You will come across people who would just eat up any information on the subject. If people do not seem ready, or it seems like you have to pressure them to look at the area, they are not ready. They may be in another zone of attention that they're working on. They would not necessarily believe you anyway. So you can test the water. Don't try to pressure them. See if it provides interest in them. And if you push a little bit and that you get resistance, then they're not ready. And it is very important information. And if they are not ready, they may resist it. And then they may turn off to the idea. Everyone has their level of readiness for this information.
Thank you. It's 6:56. I think that's the last question for tonight. I apologize for taking so much time at the beginning, but I thought those were very important things to share with you. And Vicky, who asked the question, I don't know, about trance channeling, ask it again. Yeah, Vicky. And Armananda, don't ask about the X-wave. It's like Elizabeth had a very good question. Elizabeth Woodring, ask your question again. And, you know, if you're passionate about getting an answer to a question, and I don't ask it, then keep asking it. And if I think it's totally inappropriate or I'm not going to ask it, I usually email you back. But I get more questions than I can handle. And that when somebody is persistent, I know it's important to them. You know, sometimes people, particularly new people, are looky-loos, and they say, I wonder if these guys can really do this. You know, I might ask that kind of question. You know, it's purely, how can I say it, arbitrary. Patty Juarez, I am thinking about you, okay? And ask your question next week. Put at the top of it, when you said you promised you would ask this. So I will be sure and do it. Okay, so on that note, do we have any parting words from our sources?
Thank you. The most important focus is love, as in the atmosphere and attitude of love, many problems simply dissolve and make life a better life and a better place. And we love you, each and every one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for putting your questions forward. And
when I want to say, on you were talking about fear earlier. If you think of it, if you see the big picture, that we are all one, all is one, the one infinite source of all creation, it's all comes from love. So love is actually the only thing in existence. So there cannot be anything wrong. There cannot be anything to be afraid of if you look at the big picture. So there's no reason for fear to exist.
Except the problem is, if you tell that to 100 people that are in fear, their fear doesn't go away, okay? They have to feel loved. They have to feel connected. Love is an experience. You have to feel. You can't talk yourself into love. So, and people have experiences of headaches, of being negatively attacked, and all this kind of stuff. So, in the absolute sense, that's true. But in the specific sense, people, regardless of what's true in the highest level, people still have to process their experience and go through it. And hi, you want to have the last word?
No, I agree. Yeah. Thank you very much, Ben. I love you, brother.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to unmute. I pull probably off of BBS. So see you next week. Listen to our archives. Okay. Just get the energy on these calls. It will bleed into your life. And I don't think there's anything like it on the planet, as Willow said, who was one of my most favorite detractors. And so take advantage of it. It's not easy to find something like this. It's not easy to do it, even from our side. And thank you all for your support of Kay and your donations. And we're going to keep track of Kay. So if she falls, I'm going to tell everybody about it, okay? So, okay, you got to make this work for you. No excuses. We'll see you all next time.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going out tonight.
Thank you.
That was an awesome comment.
I love you guys.
Love you all. See ya.
You guys are
Should
great.
I ask my question again next week, Wynn?
Yeah.
Oh, those damn reptilians. All right, bye.
I love
right
Ron and Elohim.
You all. Okay. Love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, Terry. You're welcome.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.